If your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, you are a leader. John Quincy Adams.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hi, I'm Samantha Lee Wright. Welcome to the show. So this week was fun. I got in my first ever car accident. I rear-ended a guy pretty fast and totaled my car. His car was fine. My minivan, however, was not so happy. The kids were not in the car with me, which was great, but I did get a bit of a mini concussion and some pretty bad whiplash. So, you know, I like to start the show off with my favorite oils this week, and this week I have a lot of oils to talk about. Hopefully this will come in handy if you ever find yourself with a little concussion or some whiplash. The first oil I used is a blend called Brain Power. I was diffusing this a lot. It includes sacred sandalwood, cedar wood, frankincense, blue cypress, melissa, lavender, and heliochrysum. So a lot of really powerful brain oils, really high in sesquiterpenes, which we know are really great for supporting brain health. And if you've ever had a concussion, you know that sort of like bewildered feeling you get. Well, that's what these oils really helped me. It made me feel more centered, a little less bewildered, and more focused, which was great. And then the other product I want to share about is a product called Cool Azul Pain Relief Cream. It provides a cooling relief for minor muscles and joint aches, arthritis, strains, bruises, and sprains. Pretty much if it's hurting, slap it on. It's all plant-based, which I don't think there's any other pain relief cream on the market that's like plant-based, naturally derived, no synthetic ingredients. It combines the power of wintergreen essential oil with their Cool Azul essential oil blend, which has a lot of powerhouse oils in it as well. It has two powerful active ingredients, including methyl salicylate found in wintergreen, which helps alleviate pain deep in the muscles and joints, and natural menthol found in peppermint to provide a really cooling effect. So this, I've never had a really good excuse to use a lot of it before, but I've been applying it really liberally to my neck and it's been so helpful. So if you want to get your hands on this product or any of the blends that I've mentioned, you'll need a Young Living membership unless you want to get gypped on the internet. I see people selling this stuff for like $90 on Amazon, and you can get it as a member for just a little over $40. So if you're not yet a Young Living member, it is a referral-based company. So get with someone you know that sells Young Living, or you can use my referral number. I would be more than happy to invite you into our community here. So if you're looking for any of that information, just look in the show notes below. Now, I can't even tell you how excited I am for you to listen to the upcoming interview with Stevie Baggs Jr. He is a former NFL player and quite the philanthropist these days. He is one of the most insightful people I think we've ever had here on the show. I have to say, I don't want to play favorites, but this is definitely one of my favorite interviews that I've been able to conduct this past year on the show. So I can't wait for you to hear from Stevie. But first, as always, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. These recipes come from you, our listeners, who submit your favorite DIY recipes using essential oils for us to read here on the show. Today's recipe comes from Sarah Reister, and she can be found on Instagram at the_cherry_bomb. The cherry bomb. I love it. I wish I'd seen this recipe earlier this week. I would have used it. It is a recipe for a muscle warmer. So to make the muscle warmer, in your palm, put 8 drops carrier oil, 2 drops lemongrass essential oil, 2 drops wintergreen essential oil, and 1 drop copaiba essential oil. Rub into your muscles for a relaxing, warming sensation.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of the life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Thank you so much, Sarah, for your recipe. Again, you can find her on Instagram at @the_cherry_bomb. Submit your recipe on the show by emailing us at DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com. Now on to the show. I'm here with Stevie Baggs Jr., who's an actor, author, athlete, speaker, brand ambassador, and president and co-founder of the CETA Foundation, whose mission is to mobilize people and resources to propel overall health and wellness. Stevie is a 3-time All-American linebacker playing in both the CFL and the NFL, named health and wellness ambassador for the city of Atlanta by former Mayor Kasem Reed. Stevie continues to be a strong voice for the promotion of a healthy lifestyle. Stevie, it's so great to have you here on the show with
us today. How are you?
I'm tremendous, Samantha, and thank you for having me. And I'm excited to talk about health and wellness and transcending thoughts.
And essential oils, our favorite.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, first I want to ask, I know that you go by the nickname Shakespeare sometimes. So I got to know, how did this nickname come about?
So it was a football nickname. I got it in college at Bethune-Cookman University. And as you mentioned, I was a three-time All-American, and so I was making a lot of plays. And one of my teammates said, dude, you're making so many plays, we're just going to start calling you Shakespeare. It just stuck from there. So, yeah, it was pretty cool.
That's a good one. I mean, I imagine you could get stuck with some pretty crappy nicknames in a NFL career, and, like, that one's a good one.
It was like, you know, it was poetic, literally and figuratively.
Yeah, exactly. So how about now? Are you missing playing for the NFL, or are you just having way too much fun being a philanthropist?
You know, the camaraderie of the sport and making plays and, you know, all that stuff is great. Connecting with the fans and having a platform, right? All that's great. But I really don't miss it. I mean, it was when I played, I did all the way. I gave it my all. And now that I'm out, I just enjoy helping others and giving others information on how to leverage their, you know, their career. I have a few cousins, a younger stepbrother that are playing college football. One of my cousins just got drafted to the New York Giants this year. So I can enjoy them and cheer them on.
Yeah, absolutely. So Stevie, I feel like for a lot of people, there comes this sort of fork in the road moment in life. Sometimes where you look down one road and then you look down another and one of them says, you know what, maybe I could be an athlete, or maybe I do want to take care of my body and actually like give two cents about health and wellness. So was there like a fork moment for you, or what really inspired you to live a healthy lifestyle?
Oh, wow. Sam, it was just a constant evolution of growth and just exposure, right? The more I was exposed to certain things, the more I was open to receiving more information. And so one of the first signs of, you know, living a naturopath or healthy or chemical-free lifestyle was my stepmother, actually. She used to juice. And as a teenager, I used to see her juicing and, you know, I got into it. And, you know, initially, it's just like the first time you do anything, it was kind of like, oh. But then, you know, you start researching benefits, and then juicing led to hyperbaric chamber, led to infrared sauna, led to taking, you know, getting vitamin IVs and all these things. And then next thing you know, here I am, you know, brand ambassador for one of the number one essential oil companies in the world. So, and having the opportunity to speak all around the world about the importance of health and wellness and living a chemical-free lifestyle. But I think it's been a constant evolution, not just one thing, you know, one fork in the road.
And speaking of essential oils, what would you say are your top five essential oils if you had to choose?
If I had to choose, I'd say frankincense, thieves, I'd say lavender. And I would probably, it's going to be a hard choice between eucalyptus and lemongrass, because, you know, those are the two that I like to diffuse the most. Because for me, I just love that fresh spa smell, or that's that cleanliness that those two bring to, from an aromatic perspective for me. Yeah.
Yeah. So frankincense, definitely one of my favorites as well. Tell us a little more about why you love frankincense and some of the ways you use it.
I love frankincense for the vitality that it brings to the body, of course, just the properties that the oil has, all the way from the frequencies to how it helps with restoration. And, you know, it's just one of those multi-use 360 degrees. You can use it on the gums. You can use it on the skin. You can, you know what I mean, on the scalp, and you can diffuse it, you know. So it's one of those things that it's just like multi-use, but still just a banger. Oregano is kind of like a multi-use, but it's very spicy and potent, and it's not as friendly as frankincense is, you know, sometimes to the palate or the skin, right? I mean, it's a really spicy one. So although they both pack a big punch, I think that, you know, frankincense is more palatable.
It's a good adjective to describe it. It's a little friendlier. You're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And then you mentioned eucalyptus and lemongrass. Do you diffuse those together usually?
No, not together, usually separate. But okay. Eucalyptus globulus and lemongrass are two, you know, separately that I just like to diffuse.
Yeah. I love to cook with lemongrass. Like, I'll add a few drops to my rice or like soups. Do you do that much?
Oh yeah, I do. I use a lot of rosemary when I'm doing the cooking. Some lemongrass, but rosemary, oregano or two that I really use anytime I'm doing like a real green dish or garlicky dish. It's just to help, you know, add to, once again, that vitality or the frequency of whatever I'm consuming.
Now, before football game, well, during your football career, were you already into essential oils or did that come later?
It came the year, like literally the year that I retired.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The year that was my last year, or going into my last year, basically is when I got introduced to Young Living. And so it was pretty sad. That's one thing that I do regret, because, I mean, I started getting raindrops during training camp and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm sure guys don't even get it now. I mean, if I were to take peppermint on the sideline and, you know, put it on my tongue right before a drive, you know, that kind of stuff kind of helped. I thought it would have been amazing to have that, right? Plan, but
open up the lungs, get more oxygen flowing. Totally.
That's it. And so I didn't have a chance to enjoy it, but I try my best to share it with as many people that are receiving it. You know, sometimes when you're sharing information with people, you got to look at it like a child. Like, you can't feed a child steak, right? Unless you chew it up into real small pieces, or they'll choke. They won't even be able to chew it, right? So a lot of the times when we're giving information to people, we have to make sure that we can share it with them, but we also have to make sure that they're ready to receive it. You know, because if they're not in a place to receive it, then you're just wasting your energy. I think the greatest testament for me is being a model and being able to, like, go in there in the gym and being able to lift with these young guys or being able to run with them or being able to do things that I couldn't do when I was at the end of my career that I can do now, and show them, like, look, you can reverse the aging process if you eliminate chemicals and consume bioavailable nutrients.
You had mentioned raindrop therapy. You had learned about that kind of after your football career, but had you been doing raindrop during your football career, do you feel like that would have been beneficial? And for those maybe unfamiliar with what that is, you want to give just like a real quick description of it?
Raindrop therapy is a therapy that helps with also just increasing your vibration and restoration. And they place oils strategically down the spine to help you realign not only your body and your spine, but your chakras. And it's one of those things that, from an energy perspective, I just noticed a tremendous difference from it, right? And it helps me out to this day, you know, with all the traveling, the oxidative stress that we put on ourselves. It's one of the most dynamic techniques that you can use, because the spine carries so much energy, good, bad, and indifferent. And when you can bring something to the table to help that, it's tremendous.
Stevie, let's talk about your CETA Foundation. So the Creating Empowerment Through Autonomy, that is the foundation that you're the president and co-founder as. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so CETA Foundation, my mother and I started this foundation 16 years ago, and we're a foundation, but we really act as a charity that we have over 9 after school programs in the city of Atlanta. We're incorporated in Florida, Georgia, and Ontario, Canada. Those are the places that we've done our work. We started in Florida. We're 16 years old, or young, I should say. February, we became 16 years young that we've been doing this work of using the platform of athletics, arts, and entertainment to draw people in and then tell them our truth and help them become more autonomous. And, you know, in our after school program, we have a curriculum that's called True Wealth. We teach young people character leadership development, health and wellness, technology, and we use a STEAM platform. Most of our curriculum is a curriculum that you won't typically be able to find in your everyday school system, because we're going to teach them about GMO, non-GMO. We're going to teach them about Mansa Musa instead of just Harriet Tubman. We're going to teach them about FICO and what the credit score means. We're going to teach them about entrepreneurship. So we're teaching them things that they will never get typically in your typical traditional, I should say, public school setting.
These sound like really like basic life skills, like practical life skills that, like you said, builds that autonomy. I think that that's incredible. I wish I saw more of that happening.
Yeah, it's a passion for us, because when we're able to allow young people to be able to make a decision to change their lives, as well as their parents, to get this information, because we've learned that education alone is not power in this system, and money alone is not power, but information is power. And if you give someone good information, they have good power. If you give them bad information, they have bad power. And if you don't believe me, all you got to do is ask a guy like Steve Jobs, who had $4 billion in his account, but he died at 56 because he didn't have the right information on how to take care of his own health. So those type of examples for me leads me to believe that no matter how brilliant you are in one area of your life and how much money you have, if you don't take care of the thing that the universal God gave us all, if you're not a good steward over that, all the money and all the intellect in the world is null and void.
So when you're teaching these young kids about health and wellness, I mean, where do you start with them?
Well, we first start with the programming. So we have to unlearn and relearn. We have to teach them how to unlearn and relearn. We have to teach them who they are. We have to give them a term I call godfidence. We have to give them, help them have more godfidence in themselves. When you're dealing, especially with a socioeconomic structure that we're typically dealing with, we're dealing with a child who they've been taught since day one that they are derivatives of a slave. So everything that you do is going to come from a slave perspective instead of a master perspective, you know? So no wonder you feel like you have to go buy a gold chain, or you feel like you have to go spend money frivolously, or you have to go rob, or you have to feel like you have to do this or do that. Whatever that is that you do, that's a mentality that's been bred into you. So consequently, we have to unlearn and relearn. So same thing with food. We have to teach them that McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's and, you know, all the rest of these brands that don't give you food from the earth. Nothing against these brands, but I just tell young people, eat from the earth. If you want to live a life of vitality, consume what we call bioavailable nutrients, and you can do that, right? You know, as a professional athlete, I couldn't eat cheeseburgers every day and French fries and milkshakes and expect to perform at an optimum level on the football field. And so consequently, we have to unlearn and then relearn. And when we do that, because everything we're telling them and showing them is, it's so palatable. And that's the word I use a lot, because the tongue is so important in what we say and what we put in it. And that's why I use the term palatable so many times, because we have two of everything, but we only have one mouth. We have two eyes, two ears, two hands, two feet, two nostrils with our nose, but we only have one mouth. And what you put in it and what you say out of it is very, very important. And so we typically tell these young people, we start there with them and give them a framework and a picture and an ideal of themselves that's greater than what's been programmed, you know, in their psyche. And that helps tremendously.
Well, I can tell that you have a huge passion, not just for health and wellness, not just these practical skills either, but really the topic of like character and leadership seem really central to you. Do you have any stories of you can share with us about when your character was tested?
Oh, I mean, how long do you have? I mean, you know, it's tested every day. And, you know, I'm a firm believer that in school, they gave us a lesson, then they give us the test. But in life, you get the test and then the lesson. For me, you know, there's a test every day of my character. There's a test every day of leadership. You know, a true leader doesn't create more followers. A true leader creates more leaders. And if I can put myself in a position to create more leaders by modeling good character and showing them that, listen, I'm not flawless, but I'm definitely faithful to my purpose. I definitely have integrity with my purpose. I mean, it doesn't mean I'm flawless, though. I'm not. And I think that's what resonates with people more than having this cloak of invincibility that you wear around and throw around like you're just the end all be all or in the soapbox. And, you know, when I can tell a young person, listen, I came from the same place you came. And then I can go tell a wealthy person, I've seen the money that you've seen, and you can speak a person's language and then meet them where they're at. And now you have what we call unity, you know, and that's a connection, and that's powerful. And I think we're missing that in the world, and we're taught to be so separative and separated that I can't see your light or celebrate your light, Samantha, because I've been taught to hate my own light, or I love my own light so much that I will never, you know, celebrate your light because I'm selfishly taught that my light is the only light and the only truth and yours is not.
Yeah. Or we're taught that if we shine bright, that means that you have to shine dimmer. Right? That we all can't shine the same brightness.
You're right. But I don't care if you're a floodlight and I'm a flashlight. You know, there's going to be a time when the floodlight's more important and a time when the flashlight's more important. And as long as I love my light and know my light, that's fine. And you've never seen a shark try to come on land to do what a lion does. You've never seen a lion try to jump in the ocean to do what a shark does. But they both, they rule their own domain. And so when you know your light, you stay in your lane. And when you're in your lane, it's less traffic.
Let's bring this back around to essential oils for a second. I want you to pretend that you're speaking to someone who's been using essential oils for 25 years and give them a piece of advice, and then talk to someone who they've never even opened a bottle. And what advice would you give them?
I'll start with the 25 years, since that's how you gave it to me. When you're dealing with a person who's used for so long, sometimes we can get stuck in our ways. I'd say to those folks that have been in the game for a long time, try something new. Don't be afraid to step out. Don't be afraid to research something new that may increase not only your vitality, but just increase your overall love for the greatness of that we have, you know, inside of essential oils. And the person who is a layman, if you would, or a rookie in football terms, I would tell that person that, listen, you're missing one of the most important things that the universal God gave us to increase our health and our wellness. If they would just open up their heart and mind and spirit to receive that, it would change their lives for the better.
Stevie, this has been wonderful. I want to give you a chance to tell people how they can get in touch with you or follow your work, support the foundation, and then we'll ask our closing questions.
You heard of my foundation, CETA, C-E-T-A Foundation. It stands for Creating Empowerment Through Autonomy, as was mentioned earlier. But our Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that is CETA Foundation. And the website is cetafoundation.org. Me personally, everything is Stevie Baggs Jr., even my website. So steviebaggsjr.com. And then all of my social handles are at Stevie Baggs Jr. So we love your support. I have a new book coming out called Woke, and it will be the dictionary for the conscious mind. It's my second book. My first book was called Greater Than the Game. I'm very excited about this second book. They say you're not a real author until you have a second book. So I'm excited about this.
That sounds great. I'm looking forward to that. Let us know when it's live and I'll send a message out to everyone. Well, before you go, Stevie, let me ask you our closing questions. These can be real quick answers. The first is just share with us what your daily health habits look like. This might not be so short for you.
You're right. So the number one killer in the world that we've been told is, can you tell me?
What, heart disease?
Yeah, that's what we've been told. And can you tell me what number two?
Cancer.
Okay, so you're right on the head. So number one, they tell us sleep, heart disease. The number one killer in the world is sleep deprivation. And sleep deprivation causes heart attack, heart disease, and heart failure. Because if you're in the sympathetic state so much, which means sympathetic, means you're moving around. Parasympathetic means it's like you're paralyzed. It's like you're laying down resting. When you're in the parasympathetic state, the heart can rest. But when you're in the sympathetic state, you're always moving. So the first thing I do is try to get a lot of rest. It doesn't mean you're getting a whole bunch of sleep necessary, but at least the heart is resting and you're able to kind of get into that meditation phase or just relaxation phase. Two, they say cancer, the number two killer in the world is dehydration. The body is made up of 70 to 80% water and a bunch of other liquid. I'm talking about blood. And if you don't consume at least 8 glasses of clean drinking water a day, you have violated the human body. So I would encourage people to do that. Those are my two daily habits that I do. And then the essential oils and the herbs and the supplements and the greens and all that stuff is just icing on the cake.
Yeah. Well, speaking of sleep, do you have any favorite sleep diffuser blends that you like to do?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everyone knows lavender is the king of sleep. I use Valor. I use Mister. Those are really, really fun for me. All the guys should be in any spruce, whether it's Idaho Blue Spruce, Northern Lights Black Spruce, or Mister. Guys, you should definitely try those. I can't speak necessarily for the ladies, but lavender is probably the one that I think all sexes should use, male or female.
The universal oil.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Finally, Stevie, what's just one thing you think we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
Oh, man, that's easy. Ditch hate, spread love. That's easy. Hate is the number one disease in the world. Have you been tested?
I love that. Where can I take that test?
Hey, Rocky, you send some grumpy people to take. Well, I tell you what, the number one person to look at is yourself, because everything and everyone is a reflection of you and who you bring into your life and what you allow to give out. So hate is number one disease. Usually if I hate myself, I'm going to hate others. You know, that's easy for me to do that. And that's not always, but for the most part, if you look at most people who hate others, they probably don't like themselves all that much.
Well, Stevie, this has been just wonderful. Thank you so much for spending some time with us here on the Essential Oil Revolution. I'll put the links mentioned today in the show notes below so people can connect with you. Thanks again.
Samantha, keep doing what you're doing and continuing to spread this light. And once again, thanks for having me on.
This show is made possible in part by our amazing sponsors. If you're ever looking for an easy way to support the show, check out our sponsor page at revolutionoilspodcast.com/sponsors. We'll catch you again here next week on the show. Thanks so much for tuning in. And if you've got 2 minutes today, leave us a rating and review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.